Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 9th of January 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. First full week back to work of the year, I've got to say, and it's very testing, isn't it? I was thinking earlier today that in a few months' time, it's coming up to that sort of fifth anniversary, if that's the right word to say, but that fifth anniversary of when we went into COVID lockdown. And I remember going through that COVID period and actually feeling like I had a good time, which is a really weird thing to say, because obviously there were people dying, there was this virus going around, and you know, we did lose a couple of members of our family during that time. But that first lockdown particularly, I just remember I was off work. We were in a position, my wife was still working, we were in this position where there was very little to do, but I just threw myself into my vegetable garden, my allotment and everything else. And I got to say, I had such a great time doing it. It gave me an idea of what retirement could be like. Now, obviously, retirement's a long way off for me, but it sort of just opened up my eyes as to one of the things that I've always worried about if I ever retired or didn't work is, would I have enough to keep myself busy? Would I not be bored? And I say that because I'm the type of person, I'm always doing something, but work always gets in the way. But without work, would there still be plenty for me to do? And what I discovered during that time is that I spent so much time on the allotment and in the garden. We didn't have Roxy back then either. So it was very interesting time, to say the least. And this is one of the things where work, you know, work is important. We've got to pay the bills somehow. But I often wonder, do we spend too much time at work? And I say that not from a lazy perspective at all, not from a perspective of somebody that doesn't want to work. I say that from the perspective of somebody that wants to make the most of this one life that we have on this planet. We don't know how long we're on this planet for, and we don't know how long we're going to be around for. And I'd sooner be the type of person that spends my life doing the things that I enjoyed, rather than the type of person that spent a lot of time trying to earn the money to have a good life, if that makes sense. It's one of those periods of interesting development. And I say that as well because what I've been doing this week is I'm trying to lose weight again. I do this every few months. I try and lose weight, but my weight has slowly been creeping up over the years. And obviously, I grow my own food. I eat fairly healthily, it has to be said. Yes, not all the time. We have the odd treat here and there, but we do eat quite healthily, it has to be said. But I'm fairly physically active as well with work and with gardening, of course. But what I've realised is that my weight is creeping up, so I'm trying to lose weight. And this involves just going for a quick run in the morning, being mindful about what I'm eating throughout the day. I'm not one for snacks. We don't eat biscuits or crisps or anything like that, but it's just the sheer amount of food that I would eat throughout the day. And then going for a walk in the evening, and obviously there's gardening in between, and having a decent dinner fairly early as well. And it's paying off. Within a week of just eating healthier, I feel all the better for it. And I bring this back because it's all about that homegrown vegetables once again. We are obviously quite lucky. We're on the south coast. Some of you are in harsher conditions, but we are quite lucky because we do grow a lot of food all year round. We can eat cabbages at this time of year. We've got salad leaves out in the garden as well, which we do eat a lot of. We almost eat a salad every day here. And it pays off. It does pay off because I feel so much healthier for it after just 1 week. And I'm going to hopefully continue this on. And as you probably know, every month I pretty much feature or include salad leaves in our Seedly monthly pack. And that's for a very good reason, because it's so easy to eat salads every day just eating healthily. And that's why I include it. That's why I include it. Now, talking of this monthly seed pack, today we have, of course, sown the sweet peppers, or standard peppers, you might call them. I often forget that chili peppers are also called peppers, but I like to grow a lot of sweet peppers. This variety, Aji Dushi, is quite a common one. Now, I sow these at this time of year because they do need that long growing period. But it does pay off. They do pay us back in the future, because why we get that long growing period is that it needs a long growing period to actually produce fruit of a decent quality in decent time. If we left it till, let's say, April, we would not have time to produce a decent crop of sweet peppers. So I find that by sowing them in January gives us a good early start. I would actually sow some November, December as well, for that matter. But it gives them a decent long growing period in which to grow some decent sweet peppers. Now, I have to caveat that, because when we come to sowing seeds in January, many seeds are, well, they need heat and they need light as well. Light levels can be quite low at the moment, although they're starting to creep up. If you've got a sunny windowsill, you can easily compensate for that. Just make sure when you put them on a sunny windowsill, you rotate them around every day so that they get light on all sides of the plant. But that's getting ahead of myself. Heated propagators as well is a very useful thing. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself. So let me talk about what we've done today. So what I've done is I've sown the seeds. Now, I've just simply taken one seed and put each seed inside a plug plant starter. I've used my rubber plug plants, actually. And about half a centimetre deep, nothing complicated about that. I've actually also put one in my indoor hydroponics garden as well. And then my hydroponics garden is staying as it is, but the sweet pepper seeds have gone in my heated propagator with a lid over top, with the vents closed to hold on to moisture. Now, very easy thing to do, but as I said, I know not everybody, has heated propagators. But they need a bit of heat. They need to be kept warm in order for them to germinate. So just simply keep them above a radiator, keep them indoors, and they should be okay. Within a couple of weeks, I would expect germination. But once they germinate, they need light. That's why I move mine from one heated propagator to the second, where they are under grow lights. And as soon as they are growing healthily and are getting plenty of light, they start photosynthesizing, start producing decent roots. And then we have to think about how we pot them up. Now, because they're in plug plants, it's a little bit easier. They get a little bit more time before they have to grow. What I used to do was actually sow them in trays, so they would need pricking out as soon as the seed leaves or are showing. Don't do that anymore because I'm sticking with the plug plants. But of course, you could sow them in trays, which saves a bit of space but uses more compost. And then prick them out into plug plant starters. That's certainly something you might want to think about doing yourself. Save a bit of time and what have you. Anyway, the idea being that they're just underneath these lights, they're going to grow on strong, they're going to produce some strong roots. You don't really need feed at this young stage, but what I do use as a feed on probably once a week, just a decent seaweed fertilizer adding to the water, and that just promotes some decent root growth. Once they're growing, they should be well underway. Now, as they grow, we'll keep them potted up, of course, as they grow. Once roots come out the bottom, we'll pot them into bigger pots. By about mid-May, my greenhouse, they're going to be indoors for quite a long time, but my greenhouse then should be warm enough for the sweet peppers to go out there. And I'll just move them out into my greenhouse. And then we'll be looking to get them outdoors by about mid-May. So we'll continue growing them in the greenhouse till end of April. Then we'll start hardening them off, getting them used to being outside. Some will grow in my greenhouse, but some will also grow outdoors. And then once they start flowering, we will use a tomato feed in order to promote some decent fruits. And then, of course, we harvest, once the flowers turn to fruits, we harvest the peppers as we need them. Now, they will start off in green and then as they ripen through to orange and red. So you can pick them at any stage, depending on what you want. I always think the red ones taste better, but the green ones have certain advantages as well. What I recommend with these is that you actually pick them as soon as you can, because that will encourage flowering. Once plants are about 30 centimetres tall as well, it's a good idea to pinch out the growth so that you encourage the plants to be a little bit more bushy and therefore produce stronger plants. Really quite easy to grow. There's plenty of information out there if you are interested in growing them. Right. I'm going to wrap this one up because we've gone on for quite a while now. Hope I haven't preached about too many things, but never mind that. I will be back on Sunday where I can't remember what seeds we're going to be sowing on Sunday, but I'll have a look at the book in a minute. I'm also going to be producing the podcast on Sunday to get it ready for Monday's publishing. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.